Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's April 11th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 15th, 2002.
Rosemary, what became of your brothers and sisters after the crucifixion? Did they stay in Israel?
Oh no, Alora. They were being persecuted even before the crucifixion by the agents of the priesthood. It was impossible for them to stay in Israel. And I also knew what was going to happen to Israel in the near future, and I did not want them there. So they were scattered throughout the world, sent to many different places. Many of the places that the apostles went to after my death were places where my brothers and sisters had already gone and established communities, and they were going there to help them make these communities sounder, make them stronger. No, Alora, I could not have left my loved ones in Israel because I knew that Israel was doomed, that the corruption and the evil of Israel would have to be paid for, and that the Romans would be used as an instrument to extract God's justice. So I sent those that I loved far away so they would be well protected from the horror that was coming. If the priesthood had left my family alone, if they had not done evil to them and they had stayed in Israel, they would have bound Israel together. They would have made Israel so strong that nothing could have come against it. But the priest wanted their power. The priest wanted their control. So they drove out the very force that would have saved them, protected them, and made Israel the greatest nation in the world. So Israel's greatness had to go someplace else. For thousands of years it drifted and wandered until it was finally given to another country. Not saying that the promises that God made to Israel must not be kept. They must always be kept. But Israel does not have that great place anymore that it was supposed to have. It is still great, but it is not as great as it should have been.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
We're back. Nazarene, it fascinates me when you tell me that why Mary, your mother, is so determined to save the Saudi royal family is that one of your brothers ended up in what is now called Mecca, and his family intermarried with the people there, and the royal family is her descendants. Boy, your brothers and sisters did get around, didn't they?
Well, actually, Alora, it was one of my brother's sons, but still, they are my mother's descendants, and she is very protective of them. Actually, you are one of my mother's descendants. Demetrius is one of my mother's descendants. As you say, my brothers and my sisters got around. They got a lot of places, and they put their genetic inheritance in a lot of people. We are everywhere, Alora. We are everywhere in the world. And that is as it should be. The genes that give them the power to do these things, that give you the power to do the things that you do, were inherited from my relatives and from your relatives, because you are also descendants of other people. And all those power lines brought together created you and Demetrius and created other people around the world. This is how we do it, Alora. This is how we function. This is how we spread God's power, by spreading those genes that give people God's power. And my brothers and sisters were very good at spreading those genes, and so were their children. And my son, too. So those genes really got around.
I wonder who else is related to you, Nazarene.
Well, we really shouldn't say, Alora. That would be violating somebody's privacy. We can't say without their permission. But those who use God's power, it's pretty obvious who they're related to, don't you think?
We'll be back again.